I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, it's your chance to tell us more. It's our weekly Back Talk segment. But first, we take you behind closed doors, where we examine topics that are typically taboo. Suicide is, for young Asian American women, the second leading cause of death after accidents. We want to understand this and talk about what might be done to prevent this. With us to discuss this is Eliza Ngo. She recently conducted a study examining race and cultural factors in young women who have contemplated an attempted suicide. She teaches Asian American Studies at California State University at Fullerton. And Aruna Jha from the Asian American Suicide Prevention Initiative in Chicago. She joins us from our NPR bureau there. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Aruna, let's start with you. There just seems to be conflicting information on this point. On the one hand, I think most people believe that Asian Americans overall have a lower rate of suicide than other groups mm-hmm. do, about half the rate. And yet we're hearing that among young Asian American women, the rate is higher than mm-hmm. among other groups. And so can you help us understand what's the scope of the problem and why do we seem to be hearing more about it now?
Well, the one reason why we're hearing more about it now is because the nation's experienced a tragedy where, you know, an Asian American youth has drawn attention to something that we as clinicians and researchers within the Asian American communities have known for a long time. When people are looking for data, they turn to the CDC, and that's the Centers for Disease Control, and they look at statistics like that. And the issue really is that Asian Americans are a very, very complex group of people from different nations and different ethnicities, but the CDC data has lumped them all together in one category. So far, there has been no research that has broken the population down by ethnic categories like Koreans and Chinese and Indians and Vietnamese. If we were to do that, we would find that the prevalence rate is probably a lot higher than what's being shown.
Why then are researchers so convinced that suicide is a particular concern for young Asian American women? Is it from your own experience? Is it experience in the communities? Is it people you're seeing as patients?
Oh, absolutely not. It's because in 1999 somebody took a chance and they found out that when you break it down by gender, which is men versus women, and break it down by age, a very, very important statistic that got lost when you lump them all together popped right out, which is that Asian American women, at least since the 90s, have been shown to have the highest rates of suicides compared to all other young women at that particular age range, which is 15 through 24.
Eliza, what about you? What convinces you
that this is a serious concern?
That this is a serious concern, yes.
Well, I think that clinicians, researchers have who focus on Asian Americans and suicide, find that this has always been kind of a problem for a while. It just hasn't been brought to the national attention until recently. Mm-hmm. My interest in this began for more personal reasons because my own family was affected by suicide. But when I was in college, it wasn't unheard of to hear about people who were jumping off roofs or women who were attempting suicide. So among the Asian American community, when I was growing up, you know, I would hear about people who were attempting or had attempted suicide. So I knew that it was an issue. It's just something that was pretty much ignored by mainstream dialogue.
Eliza, would you mind telling us a bit more about how your family was affected by suicide?
Yes. My own sister, who was older than me at the time, killed herself when she was 21 and I was 20. So this is something that devastated our family. And so I decided to commit much of my professional life to finding out more about or to bring to light this important issue.
What are some of the things you're finding out about why suicide seems to be affecting this particular group young women in this way?
There are many factors that play into Asian American women's suicides. A lot of psychologists focus on cultural issues, and I think that's a major factor in that Asian American women or adolescents feel that there's a kind of a cultural divide between the values of their parents and their own. So, for instance, the pressure to do well in school, to be good daughters, they all seem to conflict with their desire to be individuals and to kind of lead their own lives. But I found that there are also other factors. in my research, I actually find that the model minority myth plays a large role, which is a social ideology. It's not just a cultural pressure that stems within the family, but it's also a social ideology or an idea that Asian Americans should be doing well, an expectation that they're smarter or they do better at math and they should be doing better at work. That stereotype is a pressure that they experience from outside their families as well as within their families.
How did that come out?
What do you mean?
How did that come out in your research?
My research is actually involves interviewing women about their suicide attempts or their previous suicidal depression. And they've actually explained these kinds of dynamics in their previous attempts.
And Aruna, what do you think? Why do you think that this is going on? Why these young women are acting this way?
Michelle, each one of us brings our own sort of lenses to look at a phenomenon with. And I came to this country as an adult and, with graduate-level education. So I have raised two daughters in this country. But what my bias is that Asian cultures are cultures of honor. And as immigrants, we bring those cultural values with us. But what we haven't started to focus on is that the culture of honor really put the burden of honor and pride on the roles that the women in the family held, you know. So the family honor was vested more in the woman. And the price for a lot of the struggles related to any kind of family shame or of letting down was borne. The burden was borne by women as well. And we need to start looking at how we are transferring these values into the American context. You know, so if the girl feels that she is bringing shame upon her family in whatever respect, and Eliza was talking about, you know, buying into the model minority stereotype, what I'll add is that that's a stereotype that the Asian community is also buying into because it's a source of pride. So when the girls feel that they have, for some reason, lost that pride for the family, they will very quickly think about suicide as an option because that's what happens in the cultures of origin as well.
Aruna, do you see more of a reluctance among members of the Asian American community to come forward and perhaps seek help from professionals when these issues arise? Because, for example, it's become not commonplace. I don't think that's right to say. But in other communities, some important public figures have come forward to talk publicly about their struggles with depression and mental illness, like the journalist Mike Wallace. And there was a U.S. senator who spoke in a Senate committee about his own son's decision to take his life and how that affected the family. Very, very open, very moving, and very emotional.
Yes.
And so I'm wondering if perhaps there's yet more reluctance among Asian Americans to bring those kinds of issues to public attention outside of the community and whether that plays some role.
Most certainly. You know, let's acknowledge also that it's not just the Asian community. It is the mental illness stigma that even mainstream Americans have carried for a long time. One thing that Mike Wallace acknowledged was that he was, you know, very old by the time he felt comfortable coming out with his own depression, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So Asian communities, Asian American communities are relatively young communities in the United States. And if we carry a stigma related to mental illness in our value system and feel that our families will be affected by this label and affected in a negative way, then yes, your question is very, very valid. It's going to take us at least as long as it took Mike Wallace to come forward and acknowledge that we are having problems. But, you know, the work that Eliza is doing, the work that I'm doing, we're trying to say that we are losing our own young loved ones. We need to stop worrying about shame and stigma here. We need to go and seek help.
I'm going to ask, we have a clip from the distinguished writer Amy Tan where she talks about her own mother's depression and decision to commit suicide and how she grew up with this. And let's play that now.
My mother had been raped. She was a concubine. No, you know, to everybody, she was just had a sad life. She died. She killed herself. So what? And by my telling this story, people cared, even though they didn't know this woman. And she felt that now, because people knew what had happened, how she had suffered, and how my mother had suffered as a consequence, that that was changing the past. You know, people now had compassion for her. It changed the past for me, too, because I could finally understand what had driven my mother for so many years to have these suicidal tendencies, and where a lot of her fears lay in my eventually losing her as a mother, starting at a very young age. She used to often say to me, you know, one day I may be dead, and then you have no mother.
Does her decision to talk about something like this help? Aruna, why don't you start?
Most certainly it's very helpful, because research has shown that sexual abuse and sexual assault victims have a very, very high tendency to think that, you know, life is not worth it and suicide is an option for them. In the Asian American community, it doesn't matter who was a perpetrator. If you're a victim of sexual violence, you're somehow soiled. You are, you know, that is the belief that young women need to shed as quickly as possible. So I think it's firstly very courageous of Amy Tan to acknowledge that. And then we will find meaning in her mother's death by suicide. At least now we can say that she deserved better.
Eliza, drawing from your research and from your own family's personal experience, what would be helpful here in trying to persuade young women not to take their own lives?
Well, I think one of the main messages that I heard from the women that I interviewed is that they felt alone. So I think that it's important to try to build networks, some kind of whether it be through counseling or even non-counseling avenues. The women I had talked to actually didn't necessarily have positive attitudes about counseling. And so there are many other diverse strategies that they actually use to seek healing. And some of it might be through their spiritual faith. Some of them actually used alternative medicine, such as acupuncture or herbal medication. And then some of them actually use social activism. They became involved in their communities as a way to kind of pull themselves out of their depression. So I think creating social networks and just in general just trying to create a climate of acceptance and support for these women, trying to create a public dialogue showing that there is that we should get rid of the stigma around this suicide and depression, I think that will really encourage people to come out and talk about their own experiences.
Aruna, John, last word to you very briefly, if you would. What would be helpful?
Well, if we had the resources in the community, it would not be something that we would need to think of as a way to solve life's problems. You know, definitely the time has come where we need to mainstream in creating the resources and encouraging people to go and seek help. But before the resources are created, you know, we are trying to develop a momentum within the communities to come forward and talk within ourselves.
Well, thank you for talking with us today. Aruna Jha is with the Asian American Suicide Prevention Initiative. She joined us from our Chicago Bureau. We were also joined by Eliza No. She is professor of Asian American Studies at California State University at Fullerton. Thank you both so much, ladies, for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
If you're feeling depressed or you have had suicidal thoughts, please visit our website at npr.org/tellmemore for links to find out how you can get help.